Yes, neighbors, 12:30 once again, and here comes Skip Skipper and all the Stokely gang on the Stokely High Noon Roundup.
Best cooked shoes,
Stokely's finest foods, cause Stokely packs only the finest.
Yes, neighbors, Stokely packs only the finest. You know, that's what the best cooks always say. And if you haven't tried the fine Stokely varieties, well, make today the day, won't you? There's 115 of them. Right now, though, we'd like to have you try the Stokely Show with Skip Skipper, Miss Sally Carter, and all the gang. That's Rex, Sonny, everybody up here on the Stokely High Noon Roundup.
Best cooked shoes,
Stokely's finest foods, cause Stokely packs only the finest.
Hey, hey, up sir!
Oh, we've got a grand crowd up here today, neighbors, and all the Stokely green beans are here, too. We took them right out of the can. They're those asparagus-style kind, you know, that stand right straight up. We've got Sonny Morgan on the accordion. Then there's Miss Sally Carter on the bass over there, Rex Davis in the far corner, and the guy who wears the pants in the Stokely pantry, Skip Skipper himself, and put them all together, and you get a little bit of that Sugarfoot Rag, Rex and Sonny feature.
Out my sycamore and shine up my shoes, meet my baby and tell her the news. I bet my bundle on a swayback nag, then I come home and win her with a plenty of swag. A 1 foot, 2 foot, slew foot, drag, well, swing your honey to Sugarfoot Rag. Now dig a little jiggy and a ziggy and a zag, listen to the calling on Sugarfoot Rag. Jag and swing my honey to Sugarfoot Rag. I walk right up and stomp on the floor and swing up the middle with a shoe fly four. A 1 foot, 2 foot, slew foot, drag, well, swing your honey to Sugarfoot Rag. Now dig a little jiggy and a ziggy and a zag, listen to the guitar Sugarfoot Rag.
Just want you to know, ladies, that they're here and here in abundance. Stokely's new packed peas, of course, the finest peas grown. Yes, ma'am, you know the finest food grown goes to Stokely. And that's why the best cooks use Stokely's finest foods. So don't wait another day, ladies. Stock up now with Stokely's newly picked, newly packed peas. Choose from your favorite varieties. Stokely's party peas, extra small and tender peas with a rich, delicious flavor that your family will love. Stokely's honey pod peas, both large and small peas with a tempting flavor all their own. Or Stokely's tasty king peas, great, big, very young, tender, sweet peas that folks just never seem to get enough of. But party peas or honey pods or tasty kings, they're all freshly packed. All rich with the fresh, natural taste of peas just picked from a backyard garden. See your grocer at once and be sure that you get all the new packed peas you need. You just ask your grocer for the finest in peas. Don't you worry. He'll know exactly what you mean. He'll know that you're talking about Stokely's finest new packed peas.
Now, dear friends, once more we come to memory time, and our thoughts turn tenderly turn to the many, many folks whose letters brighten our days. Your letters to us give us a reason to work hard, and you let us know in so many, many ways that you enjoy our programs. And, well, we want you to know that we think you're all just mighty sweet to write so often. Well, we get to just as many of your requests on each program as we possibly can, friends, so keep your letters and cards coming in to us, won't you? We like to know about the special days at your house, so write to us when your friends and loved ones have anniversaries and birthdays. In yesterday's mail, there was a small box, and it came to us from Mrs. Nath McCullough in Parma, Missouri. And you know, inside the package, there was a potholder in the shape of a little dress with a great big ruffled skirt, and, well, it was certainly a pretty one, and we want Mrs. McCullough to know we think she's just mighty sweet to make it. Know it took a lot of her time, and we appreciate her thoughtfulness. She asked us to sing our sacred song today in memory of her mother, Mrs. Sally Smith. We enjoyed Mrs. McCullough's letter and always like to remember our friends who write, and we hope she'll write to us again. Mrs. Gerald Lanthrop, who lives just outside Jackson, Mississippi, wrote us a very nice letter, and she told us that she lives on a farm, and you know she's canned over 150 cans of vegetables this year. I want to read you part of Mrs. Lanthrop's letter. She wrote, "I never can fruits. I found that my husband and children enjoy Stokely's fruits so much more than home canned ones, so I save myself the trouble of canning. I enjoy them much more, too, and I can buy Stokely's fruits already canned for as little as I can can them at home myself. We want Mrs. Lanthrop to know that we appreciate her nice letter, and I know that this little tip will be valuable to many more of our friends. Mr. and Mrs. Bryant Sewell in Eupora, Mississippi, are celebrating their 15th wedding anniversary today, and we want to send our special congratulations to them and wish them and their children many more happy years together. Mrs. Della McLean in Ripley, Mississippi, celebrating her birthday today. Her sons, Clifton and Edward, ask us in their very nice letter to wish their mother a very happy 37th birthday. Mrs. J.L. Strickland in Miller, Mississippi, is 51 years young today. Her daughter, Mrs. C.F. Shard of Byhavia, told us that Mrs. Strickland's been in bad health for some time now, and we're mighty sorry, and we hope she's feeling well today. Our sacred song for today we'd like to sing for a little boy and his roommate out at the isolation hospital here in Memphis. Mrs. Charles Green and her son and daughter, Eugene and Janice, wrote us and asked us to remember little 4.5-year-old Tommy and 3.5-year-old Diane Odell. You see, they're iron lung patients at the isolation hospital. They were stricken with polio, and they've been in iron lungs now since July the 15th. And we want to send a special song to them and remember their nice nurses, Mrs. Boshers and Mrs. Richardson. Thank them for their wonderful care. Our sacred song is one we trust the children will know and love. And Rex and Skip are going to join with me on the chorus to sing, "I Found It in Mother's Bible." Some people reject the Savior and spurn his matchless love. They tell you there is no heaven for all that's saved above. I'm gonna believe this story, no matter what others do. I found it in Mother's Bible, I know it must be true.
I found it in Mother's Bible, this story of the cross. I found it in Mother's Bible, how Jesus saved and lost. Yes, give me the old-time power, the old-time way will do. I found it in Mother's Bible, I know it must be true.
There's something in every promise that cheers me on the way. And every time I read it, I want to kneel and pray. It tells me of many mansions in heaven so bright and I found it in Mother's Bible, I know it must be true.
I found it in Mother's Bible, this story of the cross. I found it in Mother's Bible, how Jesus saved and lost. Yes, give me the old-time power, the old-time way will do. I found it in Mother's Bible, I know it must be true.
Thank you so much, Miss Sally,
Rex, Skip, and Sonny for joining in with another grand hymn on our memory time here on our Stokely High Noon Roundup.
You know, friends, we like to include you in our memory time. If you'll just jot your name down on a card or letter and mail it to Skip Skipper or Miss Sally Carter here at WMPS in Memphis, Tennessee, we certainly would be more than happy. As a matter of fact, just completely delighted to put you on our memory time portion of our High Noon Roundup here each day, Monday through Friday. Well, Skip, we've sort of left you stay out of all the proceedings around here a little while. How about changing the tempo a little bit and calling you up to do a song for all the folks here in the studio?
Well, I hope I don't get stuck up on this one, George. It's one that everybody just seems to like because, oh, well, it's a good one. It's one called Molasses.
Molasses.
everybody likes some food the best. Something they are fonder of more than all the rest. Mine is good old lasses, I never get enough. I eat them in the summertime, and boy, are they the stuff. Cause I like molasses, good old blackstrap sorghum. I eat them in the summer and the fall. Well, when I get them hot and spread on a hunk of shortening bread, now that's the way I like them best of all. Now my ma and pa, they like lasses too. They say they're the only things that'll stick to you. Now when they eat molasses, they're sure a stuck up pair. They get in Papa's mustache and in my mama's hair. Cause they like molasses, a good old blackstrap sorghum. Eat 'em in the summer and the fall. Now when they get so full of flies that they look like raisin pies, that's the way they like 'em best of all. Down her chin, I just lick them off again. Cause that's the way I like them best of all.
Well, I'll tell you, neighbors, it isn't molasses, but it certainly is a grand old classic that is the buy of the week at your grocer's. And I'm speaking about Stokely's Finest Tomato Juice. Now, I say grand old classic because best cooks for generations have been reaching for Stokely's tomato juice to get the finest. Stokely's Finest tomato juice is rich and thick and smooth and delicious because it's made from the very finest of full ripe tomatoes. And what's more, these full ripe tomatoes are carefully pressed, carefully canned, and carefully processed. No color is added and no artificial flavoring except salt is added either. And here's a very interesting fact. During the whole process, Stokely never allows air to reach the tomato juice. That's right, not even one little eensy-teensy whiff of air, for you see, air robs tomato juice of precious flavor. Now, this airtight process is a patented Stokely secret, and though it takes a lot of time and a lot of care and a lot of expense, the results are worth it. The most delicious tomato juice you ever drank. So be sure to stock up with that grand classic, Stokely's Finest Tomato Juice, the buy of the week at your grocer's. And remember, when you reach for Stokely's, you get the finest. That's why the best cooks use Stokely's Finest Food.
Best cooks use Stokely's Finest Food. Stokely packs only the finest.
Yes, neighbors, you'll find that Stokely always packs only the finest. So make today a Stokely day when you go marketing, won't you? And we'll look for you tomorrow at 12:30 on the High Noon Roundup with Skip Skipper, Miss Sally, and all the gang. That's 12:30 to 12:45 on the Stokely High Noon Roundup.
Best cooks use Stokely's Finest Food. Stokely packs only the finest.